I'm Rick Moore, and this is Connections, a podcast connecting you with news, newsmakers, sports, and entertainment voices all over the North Shore, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, and by the Institution for Savings, based in Newburyport, with branches throughout the region. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and really excited, and I mean that in the most intense way, to be talking now with Gloria Bouillon, who is the general manager of Beverly Airport. And Gloria, first of all, welcome back to MSO News Sports. I'm so nervous. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, as you can tell, I'm nervous, and I'm nervous because of the excitement. You and your husband and your family are about to have welcome a new child in the world. So congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, this will be my first.
All right. Let's get down to business as we can here, and hope that there's no emergency calls and you have to then blow me off here. First thing I want to talk about is the most recent episode at Beverly Airport. Now you've been at the airport what, 3-4 years now already?
Yeah, so 4 years. I'm not sure when our first interview was, but it seems like just a short bit ago.
Yeah, it was definitely BC before COVID. And now there was an incident at the airport this week, and I don't want to trivialize the airport, but it seemed to be not the airport, but the incident. It seemed to be a fairly, I don't want to say common thing, but an uneventful event, if I could say it that way.
Yeah, you know, it was uneventful in the way that there were no injuries, so we were thankful the pilot and the passenger walked away. So that's always a good thing when they're, you know, when you don't have to have medical attention. The plane did not land with its landing gear, so the FAA is investigating that. But as far as, you know, there was no, there was some damage to the airport itself, but otherwise, you know, and damage to the plane itself, but otherwise it wasn't like a full-scale event where we would have to shut down for a really long time because of casualties or anything like that. So it was, you know, taken care of in the most expedited way possible.
Well, it's not like running out of gas or having a flat tire on the highway, so I can appreciate the seriousness of it. But the newspaper report that I read, just one other question regarding this one. There was a gap between when the pilot landed the plane in the evening and then when it was reported in the morning. What's the protocol for that from your perspective as a manager?
Yeah, you know, so that's going to probably be looked at because someone should have been alerted. Normally I'm alerted, the tower is alerted, individuals are alerted, you know, air traffic control, so or the police, or, you know, in this case, no one was alerted until the morning. So that was a little bit of a shock, I think, you know, not to have any information about a plane being down in the airfield. So, that will be looked into.
Now, the safety factor at Beverly Airport, you know what, I'm not even going to say that because it's like knocking on wood when I talk to football coaches about injuries and stuff. So let's just get back. Sorry about that. The expansion at Beverly Airport since you've been there, Gloria, you have really turned this place into something that I think is amazing to look at. And I'm looking at the website with all the services and amenities that the airport supplies. So tell me a little bit about the growth in the last year or so.
You know, it's actually been phenomenal. Thank you. You've seen the transition. A lot of people have seen, you know, really a full-on transformation of the airport. And we're actually looking at our next transformation, which is the runway expansion. That process actually starts July 1st with the permitting. So, you know, we have some new businesses on the airfield, and I can proudly say that right now a majority of the businesses are either women and minority-owned. So, you know, I think it's just a really fresh approach and new look at how the airport is operated. So we've come a long way in the 4 years I've been managing. This year alone, our revenues were 30% increase from last year. Yeah, so, you know, it's just we're looking at exponential. We're looking at a really good growth that we've had in the last 4 years. Actually, it was over 40% growth in our total operations. So, and I'll kind of just brief about the safety because you did talk about it. You know, we've had with the approximately 85,000 operations that we have a year, you know, we've had no incidents or accidents, and this one was the first one. So, you know, it's as far as what we're looking at statistics, it's a pretty low number. I am proud to say that we do operate safely. We do operate in a manner to be efficient and safe.
I also know that you employ such great qualified people. My flight instructor was a former Marine Navy F-4 pilot, and you've had air traffic controllers who have been able to handle emergency situations. So it's really a from my perspective, publicly, it's a feeling of great strength that the staff you have at that airport.
Yeah, you know, everyone is really passionate about their jobs. A couple years ago, we won the Air Traffic Control Tower of the Year Award, and then we also won Air Traffic Controller Safety Award nationally, and these were, you know, large awards given out. We've also garnered some international recognition for the growth that we had, including growth during COVID. So, you know, it's come a long way. And so, yeah, we have some phenomenal people on the field that are really passionate about their jobs, and they love what they do, and it shows in their work.
You mentioned women businesses and minority and so on at the airport. Was that a goal of yours to increase that, or how did that come about?
You know, it's a very the aviation industry is a very male-dominated field. It just is, you know. So I'm a commercial pilot, but, you know, so there's about 7% females, and then you get into aircraft like management, and or I should say aviation management, so airport management, what I do, mm-hmm. and that's even less, and then even I own an aircraft, and that's even less statistics. So when you look at it as a whole, when you're looking at the businesses that are on the airfield, and to have minorities and females, you know, either managing or owning the businesses, as well as management of the airport, and we have a female air traffic control tower manager, you know, it's an initiative of mine to make sure that we are exceeding and meeting our DE&I initiatives, because we, you know, I do want to show that we not only have that, but we also have international students from all over the world. So I can say, you know, it is a quite diverse background, given the statistics that are pretty low in the aviation field.
As a fan of aviation and as a dad, my daughter just graduated last week with a degree in biomedical engineering, and, you know, the sciences, and it's just, if I were your dad, I'd be so proud. Your parents have to be so proud of what you're doing.
They are, yeah.
That's
he
awesome.
Is, absolutely.
And I figured you'd be gone now and be an astronaut by now, so that is so cool. A couple of other questions, Gloria, I won't keep you, but there's so much to offer at Beverly Airport, and, you know, you have resident aircraft, if I could call it that, who park there and use the airport to board their planes. You have a private air service. You have flight lessons. So tell me a little bit more, again, about all the services that the airport offers.
Yeah, so we have maintenance and so we have air services that are on the airfield as well as some that are off the airfield. So we have different manufacturing services, some types, and they vary. Like some are quite specialized manufacturing services. And then we also have so that are aviation related, and then some that are non-aviation related. One of the companies, even that's on near within the airfield, they actually make like safety parts for seatbelts. So that's something that you wouldn't think that
right.
at the airport, but they actually are. So, you know, we have a mixture of the aviation services, which are, you know, flight training, we have the maintenance for aircraft, and then flight services, fuel, and the type of catering that would go into jet or small aircraft. And then you also have the non-aviation businesses that are on the airport, too. So it's a good mixture mm-hmm. of both, I would say.
Question I just thought of in terms of the economy, airplane fuel, airline fuel, how does that affect you in terms, you know, like local gasoline for cars has gone up so exponentially. How does that affect flying?
A lot. I would say, you know, as far as our operations are still continuing, you know, it's increased the cost of operations itself. So even for myself, if I were to fill up my plane, it's $500 each time, you
Good
know, because
Lord.
Of the cost right
Ooh.
Now. So, yeah, it's not a small, you know, not before it was, you know, it's not a cheap thing to fly, but now it's exponentially higher. So, and the price is quite fluctuating, so we're hoping, you know, this will slow down soon.
Yeah, aren't we all?
Expensive. Yeah,
absolutely.
Exactly.
Okay, final question, the relationship between Beverly Airport and the City of Beverly.
Yeah, so the City of Beverly is the sponsor, but we are in three municipalities, so that's Danvers, Wenham, and Beverly. So I have a really good relationship with the three municipalities because each project does require the coordination with each. And then our catchment area is over 40 communities, and that's growing. We're looking at the expansion. So we have an economic output of approximately 32 million annually right now, and then with the expansion, we're looking at increasing to about 65 million annually economic impact to the communities. So it's really exciting. You know, it's, I think it's really good for the city of Beverly, but also the communities that are within our catchment area.
Fantastic. I look forward to our next conversation. That is Beverly Airport's General Manager Gloria Bouillon with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore. This has been Connections, a podcast connecting you with news, newsmakers, sports, and entertainment voices all over the North Shore. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire. By the Institution for Savings, based in Newburyport, with branches throughout the region. Connect with Connections by emailing msonewsports@gmail.com. Thank you.